The world is in chaos. The financial markets are collapsing. The family structure is destroyed. The society has become dysfunctional. And everywhere we look, there are storms. Everywhere. But how do we make it through the storms of life? How do we make it through the storm of divorce? How do we make it through the storm of the loss of a loved one? How do we make it through the storm of a dysfunctional society? Through the storm of heartbreak. The truth about life is that in life there will always be storms. For in Job chapter 5 verse 7, Job tells us that man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. And in Job 14 verse 1, the scripture also tells us that man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. And this is the truth about life, that there will always be storms in life. But the sad part is that our faith in God and being a Christian will not save us from going through the storms of life. And this is the truth about it all, that storms will come, but the hard part is that our faith in God will not prevent us from going through the storms. And these storms are unforeseeable, unpredictable, and unforecastable. Even the weatherman can't even see the storm coming. And again, I ask, how do we survive the storm? When we turn to the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 28, and Luke 6, verse 46 to 48, Jesus tells us that our safety and survival is dependent upon our foundation. And it is the foundation that determines what we will be after the storm is over. And this is where so many people miss it. In this parable, Jesus paints a picture of two builders who set out to build a house. Both of the builders had the same goal, to build a lovely home, the same dream. And Jesus also said, both of them listened to the same word. For they listened to these words of his. Both of them were serving the same God, for both of them called him Lord. But when the storm came, only one survived the storm and the other did not. But wait a minute, how come one survived the storm and the other did not? For the two houses looked the same on the outside. But the truth is that, Jesus says, the difference was in its foundation. And you see, we have to learn that anybody can build a house that will stand firm when the sun is shining and the wind is still. It is the storm that reveals the strength of your foundation. And Jesus said that the problem was that one built on the sand, and sand means surface, moving, shifting, changing, and unstable. The builder was able to build a big and impressive house, but the problem was that he invested all his time and energy into what can be seen, and he failed to build a strong foundation. No wonder in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18, Paul tells us that we are not to fix our eyes on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. The builder focused his eyes on what is seen, and no wonder his house just lasted for a while, but could not stand the test of time. I believe that the builder thought that every day was going to be sunshine, that every day was going to be smooth, that life was also going to be smooth. And he said, why don't I build my foundation with this sand? Building on the sand speaks of people who hear the gospel, but instead of living and practicing the gospel, they choose to build their lives on the sands of doctrines, human philosophy, and theology. on human wisdom, and they failed to anchor their lives on Jesus Christ. Instead, they anchored their faith in themselves rather than the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And be careful, so many of us are still building on sands. For some of us, our foundation is our parents, our husband, our wife, a good friend, on what we've been able to achieve, on the works of our hands. But the scripture says that the works of man will surely fail them. Your position could be your foundation, your financial resources, on whom you know, and what position they occupy in the society. But in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 22, the scripture says, "Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of?" Don't build your foundation on man, for man is nothing but a sifting sand. But the other, Jesus described him as being wise. The interesting thing about this passage is to learn that Jesus does not identify wise people by what they know, but by what they do with what they know. For doing is a way of being, for it is only in doing that we become like Jesus Christ. No wonder in Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 11, the Bible says that Jesus began to teach and to do. We have to learn as Christians that it is not just about what we say, but it's about the life that we live. It is about what we do with the gospel that we have received. Go and tell that preacher that it's not about being eloquent. It is not just about being well versatile or conversant with the scriptures. It is about the life that we live. The example that we put in place, knowing that Paul said, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." But our preachers of today would always tell us, "Forget about my actions, just take the words that I speak." And no wonder Warren Wiersbe made it very clear in one of his statements, and he said, "Christ doesn't want our words, he wants our works. If we are truly the disciples of Jesus, we need to listen to his words with a heart that is ready to obey." And no wonder the scripture tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. There is nothing that God delights in more than a heart that seeks to obey his words. And the scripture tells us that this wise man understood that the most important thing in his life, that the most important thing was the foundation. And no wonder the scripture tells us that this man took out time to build his foundation. And the scripture says he dug deep. He kept digging until he got to the firm foundation. And the truth about this wise man is that this man is more concerned with what others cannot see than with what others can see. And that is one of the differences between this man and the foolish man. The foolish man focused all his attention, all his eyes, all his hope on what can be seen. No wonder when the winds came, when the storms of life came, the house was destroyed. And I think about this whenever I remember the life of Jesus Christ. No wonder Jesus Christ spent 30 years of his life laying a foundation for a 3.5 year ministry that will last for more than 2,000 years. And in Acts of the Apostles, the scripture tells us that so many had come in the name of God. So many had come, but the truth was that many of them did not last the test of time. But Jesus Christ, even after 2017 years of his death, is still being remembered because of the firm foundation that he built his ministry on. And the Bible tells us that he built his ministry on the words of God. Jesus said, "It is written." We have to understand that the words of Jesus Christ is the rock, but we've got to also understand that Jesus is one and the same with his word. The wise man dug deep, and if we will last the test of time, if we will stand when the storms come, and after the storms must have gone, we must learn to dig deep. We must learn to dig past church. We must learn to dig past religion. We must learn to dig past our emotions and past our feelings. We must learn to dig past popular opinions. We must learn to dig past the wisdom and the philosophy of men. We must learn to put our trust in God. No wonder the psalmist says in the book of Psalm chapter 20 verse 7, "Some put their trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." It's not just about how beautiful it is on the outside, but it's also about how strong it is on the inside. When the storm comes, will you be able to survive the storm? But we have to also understand, Paul tells us that no other foundation shall be laid other than that which has been laid in Christ Jesus. And in Acts 4 verse 12, the scripture tells us that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, except the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only rock. Jesus is the rock of ages. And the Bible tells us that those that put their trust and those that anchor their lives on Jesus Christ will be like Mount Zion, which can never ever be moved. No wonder David said in Psalm 62 verse 6, "He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." And in 2 Samuel, he also said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer." Jesus is the rock. He is the rock. The rock that is higher than the storm. The rock that is higher than the fight we are in. The rock that is higher than the persecutions, the turmoils, and the pains that we face. The rock that is higher than the crisis we are going through. The rock that is higher than the divorce we are faced with. The rock that is higher than whatever we are going through. And I want to tell you that it doesn't matter what the devil may do. It doesn't matter what the devil may say. But the truth is that Jesus is the rock. And as long as Jesus lives, we will surely live. No storm can stop us. No storm can stop our destinies. I would want to share with you this story. It's about the life of a man and about the crack on the wall of his home. And the story goes this way. It says that there was a crack in the wall of his home. So he called a contractor to repair the crack. The first came and repaired the crack, but to his amazement, a few months later, the crack reappeared. So he called another man to come and repair the crack on the wall. And once again, in a short few months, the crack reappeared. So he called yet another person. And this person, however, looked at the crack and began to investigate the possible cause. In a few moments, he returned to inform the owner that the problem was not the crack in the wall. The problem was with the home's foundation. The foundation had been settling, and thus the crack kept appearing. And this is true. The problem wasn't with the crack on the wall, but the problem was with the foundation. And this is the same with most of us. Before I close this message, I want you to look into your life. If you can see any crack on your life, any crack in your relationship, any crack in your life, it has to do with your foundation. For when a marriage is not built on Christ, divorce takes place. When a family is not built on the rock, we will end up with a dysfunctional family. So look deep into your life, and if you can see a crack in your life, I want you to realize this, that no other person can fix the crack in your life if not Jesus. The pastor cannot. Theology cannot. Motivational messages cannot. But only Jesus can. And I want you today to invite him into your life to fix the very crack in your life. And I want you to also remember, if you're hearing the sound of my voice, that a greater storm is coming. And the Bible tells us that that storm is fast at hand. It's the storm of judgment. The storm that will take place on the day of judgment. It is closer than we think. It is closer than we imagined. But remember this, the only ones that will survive that storm will only be those that have built their lives on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. And no matter what we hear outside, no matter what the popular teachers or the popular preachers are preaching outside, the truth is that judgment is fast at hand. And there is no other name that is given amongst men that we would be saved, if not the name of Jesus Christ. Church would not save you. Christianity does not save. It is only Jesus that saves. Run to him and be saved. God bless you for listening. Don't forget, you're always free to share this message with your loved ones and with your well-wishers. This is your brother Samuel Ukebu. Until next time, continue to remain blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.